Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And good morning to all of you. Great to have you with us in Political Coffee today when we talk about the political issues of the day and what they mean in your life and actually how you can use them to change your world, because you can. By, well, maybe taking a little bit of a different angle on them and then using them to engage the persuadable folks in your world, because we all have them. How do you persuade a persuadable? Well, by having thoughtful conversations with them. And we hope that we do that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am. So, the Oregon legislature unanimously passes making Juneteenth an official holiday in Oregon. In fact, 47 other states have done it. Is this going to heal anything in terms of racial division? Is it going to make any difference or not? Also, in fact, I just saw this just now on, because I have the TV on in the radio studio here. Vaccine passport, Clackamas County Commission. Kudos to them. Why? Well, because they say they have an official resolution today that likening, making the equivalent of vaccine passports to Jim Crow laws. Oh, that's good. Because doesn't that, seriously, doesn't it get people to thinking about what these are? Aren't they just that? Forced, unconstitutional ideas? I think that's pretty good. So, is Juneteenth? Juneteenth, where, according to the History Channel, the American general came into Texas and officially declares that there is a holiday. General Granger arrived in Galveston in June and signaled freedom for Texas's 250,000 enslaved black people. Declared it. Okay. Now, there are other days that are important here, but this was, it's a general order on June 19th, 1865. Here's what it reads. The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection hereunto existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. The freedmen are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and look for wages. They are informed that they will not be allowed to collect at military posts, and they will not be supported in idleness either there or elsewhere. So what he did, he was establishing the Union Army's authority over the people of Texas. He was also establishing, at least according to Henry Louis Gates Jr., a leftist black professor, that the basis for a holiday. Is that really what happened? Now, when this had happened, when he read this order, Abraham Lincoln had been killed. He's the guy who issued it. He had been murdered. But there are other days that really are important, too. And Henry Louis Gates points this out. September 22 is the day that Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation order in 1862. January 1st of 1863 is the day it took effect. January 31st of 1865 was the date the 13th Amendment passed in Congress, officially abolishing the institution of slavery. December 6th, the day the 13th Amendment was ratified. That's a good thing, that year of 1865. April 3rd is the day that Richmond, Virginia fell. As you know, that was the capital of the Confederacy. April 9th, the day that Lee surrendered to Ulysses Grant at Appomattox. April 16th, the day slavery was abolished in the nation's capital in 1862. May 1st, Decoration Day. The former slaves, we talked about this yesterday. Memorial Day, folks. Founded, giving the Union war dead a proper burial at the site of the fallen planter elite's race course, the horse race course. Remember, we talked about that. It was black slaves. It's well documented. Freedmen. July 4th, America's first Independence Day, some 47 years before President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. So all of these are significant days. Are they not? In what? Exercising the demon of slavery? Will Juneteenth, I mean, these other days are significant also, especially the actual date of the Emancipation Proclamation. Why aren't we, well, in fact, there are some Emancipation Days. In fact, the Fox 12 story about this, Juneteenth, also known as, they write, Emancipation. It was unanimously passed, by the way, in the Senate. So House Bill 2168 is unanimous. It's also known, Juneteenth, as Emancipation Day, Jubilation Day, and Freedom Day, is the oldest nationally celebrated holiday that honors the freedom of enslaved people in the United States. Well, that's not exactly true. Juneteenth is a relatively new moniker given to it. But it is based on Emancipation Day, Jubilee Day, and Freedom Day. Those are actually older days. But let's just set all of that aside. Do you think this helps heal any wounds? Is this a good thing? I mean, 47 states have already done it. We already acknowledge Emancipation Day, Jubilee Day, Freedom Day. Is Juneteenth? Or will this not be enough? Will it ever be enough? Let me ask you that. Now, why would I say that? Well, I'll get into that as we go along because it is important. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Also, Oregon bans guns from the Capitol, demands safe storage at home. It's an ABC News AP story by Andrew Selsky. Legislators have brought guns into the Oregon State Capitol for personal protection, and now they are going to be stopped from it. Because you never know when a Mike Nierman might walk out the door and open it up and all the crazy nut-wing, left-wing, or right-wing crazies walk into the Capitol carrying guns. Legislators now can't defend themselves because they are banned. And, of course, the picture that they have is a guy standing out in front of the Capitol with his AR-15, all kinds of stuff, and, of course, right behind him is a young lady carrying a Trump flag. Not that they would ever use a picture to say 1,000 words. So Kate Brown signs the bill yesterday. And it now makes you a criminal. You are a criminal if you do not lock up your gun at home. And in fact, they have a story here about Jim Michel of Sheridan, Oregon, provided written testimony describing how his wife woke up when he was away one night in 1981. She heard a noise, went to investigate, and saw a stranger in their home. She tried to get a pistol that was in, no, this is 1981, folks. She tried to get a pistol that was in a locked gun box in the nightstand out, but was unable to before the man got into the bedroom and threatened her with his gun. She has never recovered, he said. Oh. So now, again, because Fred and the boys got bought off, and by the way, there's new news about how much the buy-off extends. It extends to more than just the $4 million each senator got. We'll get to that. But at any rate, Oregon bans guns. Fred and the boys allow now you, because they decided that they were going to hang out and get bought off and get lots of kinds of legislation that's good for their district that they can use to promote how wonderful they are and why they should always be reelected. So they can collect their big fat PERS pensions. Those that are in PERS. Not all are. Anyway, they just now made it harder for you to defend your family in your home. Thanks, Fred and the boys. Appreciate that. And then apparently there is two churches are bringing for IP-18 and IP-17. IP-18 bans the sale of assault-style weapons in Oregon, which means anything that is semi-automatic, including your little old 22 varmint gun. IP-17 would ban the sale of large-capacity magazines and require a permit to purchase any. You have to have a permit to purchase a gun and a completed background check. You have to have the completed background check now, don't you? But now you got to have a permit just to buy a gun. These, again, are IPs. They've gathered two signatures of 2,000 voters for each one. So, folks, your Second Amendment rights will always be under assault with the left here in Oregon. Just like the issue of racism will always be kept alive for the Democrats or by the Democrats because it benefits them. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk. And by the way, folks, was it a little warm yesterday? Kind of was. 93 degrees. Going to be cooler today, only 88. But you know what? If you weren't very comfortable in your home or your business because the AC wasn't working right, call Freedom Heating and Air. Seriously. They're right here in Salem. They've been around over 40 years because they do a really good job of taking care of customers like you. You can call anybody to come and fix it, but why don't you call a company who's dedicated to freedom, has it in their name, and frankly, they support this radio station and this radio show. Why don't you support them? Because they take heat for it, metaphorically speaking. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net, that's their website. Check it out, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. It's 620, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Is making Juneteenth an official state holiday. Yay to all you state workers. Well, other government workers too. You get the day off. It'll be collectively bargained for by the union. Is making Juneteenth, June 19th, every year, an official state holiday is that going to heal any real wounds? Or are the Democrats going to continue to use the issue? Because do they really want the issue or do they want healing? How far do we have to go? Will it ever be enough? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, thanks to Rich. Send me a great picture about COVID stuff. Says, thank you for protecting me from the cashier who just touched every single item I'll be taking home with me. It's a picture of a guy standing there between plexiglass, between he and the cashier at some store. That's a good point, isn't it? Yeah, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So why wouldn't the goal be to really have healing in the country? I mean, has the reparations that were paid to the Japanese Americans that were interned, now Congress did this some years ago, that were unconstitutionally, by the way, it was not only unconstitutional, but at the time it was ruled constitutional. Why? Because we were in the middle of World War II and FDR had packed the court with a bunch of his judges. And they ruled that it was okay to literally take people based on their ethnicity and their heritage, literally take their property from them, put them in prison, internment camps, they were called. There was one over in Madras, right? That was all ruled to be okay. We know that in the U.S. Supreme Court, that slaves, the Dred Scott decision, it was okayed by the Supreme Court to say, hey, they're not whole people. We know that in Oregon, it was the law here for a long time in our Constitution. Can you ever make up for that? Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't have any hand in those wrong decisions, and they were wrong decisions. There's no doubt about it. I didn't do any of that stuff. I abhor slavery. You see, I've been in places in the world like Mauritania, which was the last country in 1984 to officially outlaw slavery. Did you know that? I was there. I was there in the mid-90s. And they estimated at the time, they told us, that there were still about 100,000 slaves that were still there. They were just quietly hidden away. Can you ever make up for that by creating a holiday? Will it be enough? So, you know, we have the reparations bill that black Oregon State Senator Lou Frederick, who's quoted in the story here, by the way, in the Oregonian about this. You know, he's the guy who put that bill forward. Now, we have one Republican senator who voted for it. Now, this is a bill that adds about $1.2 billion a year, folks, to Oregon's budget, because it says we're going to pay each one of those estimated 2,700 valid black Oregonians $127,000 a year. Free. We just, taxpayers, we get to pay for it. It's about $1.3 billion. A lot of money. So, okay. Is that going to be enough? Would it ever be enough? If you paid reparations, does it heal anything? Or will it still be an issue, the racist issue? Would it change the left's false narrative about white supremacy? Or that we are a nation that has codified and ensconced racism at all levels of our society? in all of our laws, in all of our things like our crosses, right? Crosses are racist too. Didn't the Black Lives Matter people say that? The cross on your church? Will it ever be enough? I'm going to tell you that it won't be, because for two reasons. Democrats know that they can stoke emotions in people by accusing others of being racist. And therein also lies the ability for Democrats to continue to use the issue. Why? Because Republicans will run. Well, actually, they won't run. They will curl up in a ball in the corner of a room for fear of being accused of being racist. They won't stand and say, no, that's wrong. That's not true. I didn't say that, didn't mean that. It's not. You see, racism is used now. If you want to ensure that a person who's voting is actually that person, and you try to pass any law or anything that ensures that, you're accused of being a racist. Dale writes an email, says, I'm increasingly distressed by the lack of information or knowledge updates regarding the recall of sellout Fred Judas Girard. The clock is ticking. Yeah, I'm not hearing anything either, and I've even asked the folks involved here, how you doing, what's going on, where are we at? Crickets. That's not good. But it can still be done if the people stand up. Are you willing to stand up? Do you live in Fred Girard's legislative districts? You should check it out. It's 6:30 in the morning. Back with Lisa's phone call. What do you think about Juneteenth? Will it solve anything? Or will the Democrats continue to push for more and more because they're never going to give up the issue of racism? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, in a moment, we're going to chat with Lisa. We're talking about, well, the Oregon Senate unanimously passed making June 19th, a state holiday. This is the day that used to be known as Emancipation Day. And it's all based on trying to make up for racism. Is it possible to ever do that? Will this ever be enough? Also, the gun storage bill, which also bans you carrying and makes you a felon, by the way, if you're carrying legally, and you happen to stray onto the property next to government property where they banned a gun, like the state capitol building. So in other words, if you walk onto the Capitol Mall in Oregon, like, say, where the fountains are, and you're carrying legally a concealed weapon, you now are a felon. And it makes it such that you have to lock your gun up at home, which means you can't get to it fast enough if the bad guy's breaking in the door. And, of course, Clackamas County Commissioners, they have an official resolution that compares vaccine passports, you know, the card that you have to show, to the Jim Crow laws. Now, politically, is that smart? Does it make any difference to you? I mean, since the Democrats are using Jim Crow against Republicans every chance they get, is turnabout fair play? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, thank you for hanging on. What's on your mind today? What do you think of these issues?
Well, like everything else, I think they stink. I'm kind of on topic, but not. But in the middle of the day, that man said about no flags. Yeah. I emailed the city council, and then I did at night because I came home. They still weren't there. Today, I get this response that the city has never spent taxpayer money putting flags on our bridges and gave me all this lengthy stuff of who to contact. But he says, I don't ever remember seeing flags on those bridges in my time spent in Salem.
Really?
Huh. Really.
So he must be blah, blah, Salem, blah. Then. That's stunning to me. Stunning.
Well, it's a real well-crafted piece of work. BS, I'm sorry to say, but there are numbers to call. I'm going to kind of pursue this because I got angry. So, and another note, when I drove down, Market Street coming back toward downtown, there's a Seeds of Faith church that has these big sale type banners that says, ID required.
Now say that again. What do they say? I didn't hear that.
Okay. It's a Seeds of Faith church over on Market.
Uh-huh.
And they have these big banners that have the words, ID required. Six of them.
ID required what? To go into church?
To go to church, yes, sir.
Wow. Well, I guess, my goodness.
A church and state,
ID required. I'm assuming that they mean vaccine passport. You have to show your vaccination card?
Well, that's what I guess, because I know you and I, all of us Christians, believe when we walk in that door, God knows us. He's not worried about what they want to know about us.
That's
He knows our hearts. So that was what I wanted to share today.
He does. He knows. Yeah, well said. Thank you, Julie, or Lisa. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate. Did not know that they're big banners up saying ID required. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Maybe you want to comment on vaccine passports being equated by the Clackamas County commissioners in a resolution as being Jim Crow laws. Maybe you want to comment on Oregon banning guns at the Capitol now. Oh, concealed carry. And you have to have your gun locked up at home. Or maybe you want to comment on Juneteenth becoming. Oh, and before I go to Ron, hang on and then we'll move on. Side note here, Gateway Pundit is reporting federal prosecutors have dropped charges against a January 6th protester, Chris Kelly, after the FBI dirtbags is the headline, lied and said he went inside the U.S. Capitol when he didn't. They dropped the charges because they admitted, well, they didn't really have photos. They believed in the charging documents. The FBI agent said, I believe the images and messages reflect that Chris Kelly was using his account to inform associates he had breached the Capitol and was inside. Wrongo. He was on the Capitol grounds, but not inside the building. Why is this significant? Remember our friend Christina Malimon, her and her mother were arrested along with six other people for praying at curfew a mile away from the Capitol after the so-called riot was over with, the insurrection. They were also charged with unlawful entry into the Capitol building, as was Chris Kelly. You think their charges will get dropped? Well, we'll know because they have a hearing on June the 11th. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Anyway, it's good to know that these cases begin collapsing because they have no evidence, and they certainly will have no evidence against Christina and her mother. because they were never even at the Capitol that day, period. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning, brother. What do you say today?
I'm rising from Roseburg. That's where I'm at, north of Roseburg, at a hidden location.
Ah.
I heard all this garbage talking about Juneteenth. And we just go ahead and say we're having a segregationist holiday. Let's keep adding to the bull sugar. Especially Lou Frederickson. Let's use him. Janelle Bynum, the representative. And Mr. Manning. What do they three got in common? They're black. They live in Portland. They're segregationists, no different today as it was 100 years ago under Woodrow Wilson or the previous president, two presidents ago, Obama. Divide the country and everything else. My second complaint is, find me an attorney that's violating my rights to carry a firearm down the highway. Because I will not comply. If what happened if somebody tried to rob my truck or try to put my life in jeopardy. This is people laws that happen in LA where they want you to have a permit for what? That violation was killed in 77. Did I tell you not, my brother, that the same laws that was passed under the Mutty Maxine Waters when she was a deputy councilman and became a state senator was passed in L.A. in 3 years being destroyed? Ladies and gentlemen of the Willamette Valley and other places throughout the valley and the coast are listening online. I live through this hell. I will not comply with this hell. And I shall find somebody that will sue against this hell. This is unacceptable, dishonorable, deceptive.
It is. No, you're right.
All you're doing is empowering the idiots.
So do you think you can find a lawyer to do that?
I don't think they'll do anything in the state. They have no backbone. If that was the case, I'd be going after my former employer. But you have to walk with the plantational, segregational mindset of those that says they look out for your interests. But they're profiting in your pocketbook and taking away your liberties. That's how they work. We call them Marxists. They call themselves social justice warriors. They call themselves your representatives that sold you out, Mr. Gerard. Knopf, Finley, Hansel. They are just no more than traitors, Benedict Arnolds, that has plantations. But yet they'll dig up Nathan Bedford Forrest's grave to bury it somewhere else because they don't want it around. But yet you have living people in Oregon that didn't know that he repented and started a group that before the NAACP called the Pole Bearer Society, which was European Americans and black combined, but yet they always want to stress they're going, another European American from the Civil War, we're going to need to move this stuff because they're disgraceful. But yet we have 28 that's in, 36 that is despicable, and Mr. Byers out of Springfield. They can kiss my bum. I'm tired of living in tyranny. I will not leave the state, but I will not be the cat in the hat that will put a lock on my gun as I travel up and down this road by myself and with unreliable law enforcement and then have to put it in a box while I'm either bust my window or somebody comes out and drive by or they come in my house. What right does a person have to know what's in my house? Doesn't that go against my rights? Answer those questions, people. God bless you. From the sunshine of Douglas County.
All right, very good. Be safe down there. We'll be back in a moment with more phone calls, 503-589-1220 to 648.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. It is the last segment for today. Hey, if you're out needing to sleep better, like I do sometimes, or get rid of some of that pain, you should try some CBD products from a great Salem-based company, ProBioscience. And they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality there is. Go check out their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. And during, if you buy anything online, all of their great products, some even for pets, certainly some beauty products, ladies, and more coming, by the way. Anyway, if you want to buy any of that, go to pro-bioscience.com and get a 15% discount if you use the discount code FATHER for the month of June. FATHER. Let's go to the phones, and we'll start first with Art, Rebecca, Glenn, Rich. Got to go to all of you fast. Let's go, Art.
So, Jeff, did they pass this reparations bill? I know you were talking about it and stuff. Did they actually pass it and the governor sign it?
No. And they passed it out of the Senate. It's over in the House now. Don't know if it's going to pass.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, because I just am trying to figure out, wrap around my head, Oregon was never a slave state, so why should Oregon citizens have the obligation to pay reparations when we were never a state that, you know, was a part of the South? So that'll be interesting. Now, does the new gun law, does that immediately go into effect because they put that stupid clause on it that you can't challenge it or any of that stuff?
No, they did not put the emergency clause on it. It will go into effect 91 days after the end of the legislative session, whenever that is, sometime in the month of June here. So there's ample time to get signatures to put it to a vote of the people. Now, that's expensive, and I don't know if anybody's going to do that, Art. So that's where we are. We'll see what happens. Art, got to let you go because you got to move on to Rebecca. Thanks, Art.
Okay, bye.
Good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Is probably very appealing to the Democrats because as a holiday, it makes the black people look like they don't know how to say June 19th. And I never knew any of the things you told us about how the black people did certain things. I didn't know Memorial Day was from their honorable efforts to bury the dead. That history needs to be told more.
And you're right, it does. I didn't know that either.
Well, that's amazing to me. We have so much garbage coming past us. We need to be telling these kinds of things. And Juneteenth is going to cement in an idea that black people don't know how to talk right.
It will.
I would like to ask a question about guns.
Got to go fast.
Okay, if they're locked up in my house, how are they going to know that unless they come and raid my house if I show up at the Capitol?
Well, that's one of the ways, or somebody could snitch on you, or somebody could literally break down the door and find a gun that's not locked and steal it, use it in the commission of a crime, and now under this law, you specifically are liable to be sued. That's how they would know. Rebecca, thanks. Got to move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Yeah, Jeff, the money overages for the that they're spending, was that from 2019 where we had a good year? And then 2020, it's not included in that budget, correct? Would the 2020 be in the new cycling system?
It would be, I believe, yes.
So to pay the reparations, the money is going to be coming out of the coming year, the year either we're in and the next one to come. So when, as Oregon and Portland slide into the abyss, and the money doesn't come in for the next cycle, 2-year cycle, are they going to have the money?
Well, it depends on how much they raise our taxes to pay for it, or how much they can get from Congress.
So how much most of this money of the overage right now is coming from what Biden has given the state, or all states, from the debt.
It isn't at all. It's limited to income tax revenues, Glenn. It's not. It does not include. The overage does not include money that came from the federal government. Now, some would say it does, and that's complicated, and I don't want to confuse people. But no, the kicker that we get paid back to us and the rest of the overage is specifically related to income tax revenues. Got to go. Move on to Rich. Rich, you're going to end up the show today. Your comments today. Welcome.
On the new gun bill. According to what I'm reading, Kate Brown says it's the responsibility of government to feed the public safe. So how is she keeping safe in Portland with Antifa and BLM?
Well, she isn't.
Well, that's what she's saying. It's another lie, and it's pretty blatant.
It is. Well, it is, sadly. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head. It's exactly what it is. It's just that. It's another lie.
It's another con job.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. She doesn't really mean it. She doesn't mean most of what she says. She's just saying it. Because most people will just buy that. Rich, thanks for pointing that out. Got an email from Jimmy. Says, learning new language is a hassle. He says, I drove by apartment construction on Park Street, the old state hospital site. Saw a guy I knew to be a fellow landlord working on his rental. I asked Nick what he thought about the construction, and we both agreed it was going to be nothing more than a future slum. I then asked Nick what he thought about the audit in Arizona. He said he hadn't heard about it. I asked if he voted for Trump. He said, yeah. The long and short of it is he said he was too busy with his rentals and engineering business to stay informed. My reply is that he could either stay informed or learn to speak Chinese. Staying informed takes a lot less time. Told him about Gab and Gateway Pundit in your program. Way too many good people have no idea what's happening in their world. And Dale writes, there's news reporting that plays just before your show that refers to the lie that the election was stolen. This is repeated nearly every day and twice today by the host of the show. This is supposed to be a straight news reporting program. Yeah, that's unfortunate that Matt Ray has bought in to that lie, that it wasn't stolen. And Dale writes, 3 cheers for Ron's commentary today. All right, friends. Look, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow is Thursday. I hope you'll make it a great day today. Make sure that if you're looking for a contractor, you talk to Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations. You know what? He is a guy who will take care of you. He and his entire team are people that know how to come into your home, do a great kitchen or a bathroom remodel, and not take forever and disrupt your life. And if you've ever experienced that, it ain't fun. RighteousRenovations.com. Check them out. RighteousRenovations.com. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm back tomorrow. I hope you will be, too. Who knows what crazy things the Oregon legislature does then we get to talk about. Be blessed. Keep praying. Keep fighting and believing. See you tomorrow.